what? RJ's cool.
And his mom's family is athletic. They're all
something. Go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's the 6 Osage Nation Congress. We are in our ZJO session. The date is September 13th, 2018. The time is 10:07 a.m. We are on day 9. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, would you say the prayer for us, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and this gathering of people. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve our people. We ask that you watch over our people who are suffering and all people who suffer around the world. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Dayhorst.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Motion to approve the journal
September 12th is presented.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Congressman Tillman, seconded by Congressman Potts. Pardon me. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Stay.
One abstention by Congresswoman Goodfox. Okay, the journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reporting from the membership committee, yesterday we met on September 12th and met on ONCR 1826, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suits and a consent to jurisdiction of DSS Plastics for services to be provided to the Osage Nation membership. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Potts, Edwards, and Lemon.
Okay, thank you. Any other select committee reports? Okay, seeing none, we are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards, I believe you have one.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Government Operations Committee considered ONCA 1834, an act to authorize and appropriate $25,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Congressman Big Horse presided. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'd like to report Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. We considered resolution ONCR 1827, resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019. Final committee action was do pass, voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Lemon. Absent were Goodfox and Pratt. We also considered executive appointments to some boards. The first one we considered was a board appointment of Chuck Hessert to the Osage Nation Environmental Solutions, LLC. The committee found the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, and Lemon. Absent were Goodfox and Pratt. And the second appointee we considered was to the Blue Stem Ranch Board, is Mr. Hank Hangsinger. The final committee action is the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, and Lemon. Absent were Goodfox and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Introducing ONCA 1863, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC section 8102 and 8103 to include text messages and electronic mail sent on devices owned by the Osage Nation or accounts operated by the Osage Nation as public records and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill was written after I learned that we are interpreting the law to mean that if someone writes a letter and sends it, like snail mail, that that's subject to the Open Records Act, but if you send it by email, then that's not subject to the Open Records Act. So this is just making, I think, the law consistent with reality in today's world.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 1863 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading on ONCA 1864, an act to amend 19 ONC section 3105 of the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act to remove the ability of elected officials and executive staff to receive the monetary equivalent of benefits when they elect not to participate and to establish an effective date. This law provides some clarification language and also removes the monetary equivalent.
Thank you. ONCA 1864 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'd like to read in ONCA 1865, an act to amend the definition of a child in the juvenile code and establish an alternate effective date. The definition of a child is not defined in our codes, and this defines it as an Osage child, either parents or a membership or by adoption.
Thank you. ONCA 1865 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm thinking that that might be more appropriate in health and social services. And I've got many, many bills.
Let's see what the body thinks. Make a motion.
Move to reassign to the Health and Social Services Committee.
Second.
Okay, motion to reassign ONCA 1865 to the Health and Social Services Committee by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So we do get to discuss on the reassignment. I agree. I was reviewing the tracker yesterday to try to see when we think we can have all of the operating budgets back out of our committees. And as I was reviewing the tracker, there's not much secondary legislation for purpose in the Health and Social Service. The Government Operations Committee has a lot of just pure legislation not related to budget. So I'm in agreement that this file can be quickly or fairly heard in the Health and Social Services Committee.
Okay, seems reasonable. Congresswoman Pratt.
I was going to say, I agree as well. I was, when you were getting ready to assign it, I almost wrote that down. So I would agree there, and I'm willing to, at this point, GovOps is so stacked, just take something in culture. So I agree with this.
Okay, well, her motion was to move it to health and social services, not culture.
She was just being helpful.
I know. I said I almost wrote health and social services down because that's probably where I would have assigned it. But also, I'm just making the point at this point, GovOps is so stacked that I am willing to start taking things in culture if need be.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? All those in favor of reassigning ONCA 1865 to the Health and Social Services Committee say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1865 is assigned to Health and Social Services.
ONCR 1828 is a resolution to set the compensation allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 and 2020. Osage law requires that the compensation be set every odd fiscal year. And this is the resolution by which the Congress can consider that.
Okay, thank you. ONCR 1828 is assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Okay, we are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1854 is an act to authorize and appropriate $850,000 to the Treasury Office from the retained revenue fund to pay expenses of Baker Tilly, a and the debts identified by it as incurred on behalf of Osage LLC, its subsidiaries, and Tallgrass LLC, which are due and owing as of the effective date of this act, and to contract for a monitor, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1835, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1844, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $551,737 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1846, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $240,041 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is ONCA 1856, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation in the amount of $176,650 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to advance ONCA 1835, ONCA 1844, ONCA 1846, and ONCA 1856 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Okay, motion to advance ONCA 1835, 1844, 1846, and 1856 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, they are advanced. Next is general order day three, where amendments are voted on in the order received. We are on ONCR 1824, which is a resolution to clarify the series of events leading up to the filing of Pratt versus Nolan, CV-2017-01, to state the relief sought by Pratt versus Nolan, CV-2017-01, has not been rendered, and to clarify for posterity the course of actions taken by the Osage Nation Congress. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. All of the amendments were forwarded by email yesterday, plus you have them in front of you. The first amendment to be considered is numbered one on the amendment form in front of you. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Page 4, line 166, insert 32. The Osage Nation Congress has expended over $25,000 in attorney's fees in furtherance of resolving a dispute in the Osage Nation courts over the propriety of executive branch spending without appropriation, which now cannot be recovered. We are in discussion regarding this amendment. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have an amendment to the amendment, and it's not exactly, I don't know if somebody else has it. It's in the amendment, strike over 25,000 and insert $25,763.62 to date, and strike in the Osage Nation courts over the propriety of executive branch spending without appropriation.
Going to give Congresswoman Edwards about 60 seconds to get her amendment to the amendment in order. or correct. Would anyone like to tell a story or something while we're waiting? How much longer, Congresswoman?
You said 60 seconds. I still got like 30.
Do it. That's not.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to let you reassert your amendment to the amendment.
Strike in the amendment over $25,000 and insert $25,763.62 to date. Strike over the propriety of executive branch spending without appropriation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Congresswoman Edwards to amend the amendment, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
It appeared to me that the resolution is a recitation of a timeline of facts, and so we have the exact amount of attorney fees that we spent in the Nolan case to date, and the number is $25,763.62. So I made that an exact number. The second part of the amendment strikes language which, while factual, seems it's unnecessary, so I struck it.
Any other discussion regarding the amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, we are now voting on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Roll call vote.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfop.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Abstain.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The amendment to the amendment passes. We are now back to the amendment, which has been amended. Any discussion regarding the amended amendment? Okay. Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Okay, the amended amendment passes. Okay, we are on amendment number 2. Presented by Congresswoman Edwards. Page 4, line 17. Strike lines 173 through 177 and insert, the Osage Nation Congress publishes this series of events in the spirit of accountability and transparency to the Osage people. Congresswoman Edwards.
Again, when I read the amendment, when I read the resolution, it seems to me that it's a timeline of events presented to me in the spirit of transparency and accountability. So I thought that was appropriate for the resolution of what went before it. So it strikes the rest of, it strikes whatever is in the resolution, and it places this in its place. I have talked to the sponsor about it. He can speak for himself about this.
Any other discussion regarding amendment number two? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So at the portion of the resolution where your page four line, is it 173? I'm trying to figure out what exactly is getting stripped. The copy I'm looking at, that's in the middle of a sentence.
That's bad.
Right, so I'm unclear if the whole language of number 33 is being stricken, or if there's just an insert of this language.
No, the intent was to strike. Can you show that to me? Thank you.
And of course, I'm looking on an iPad. Sometimes they're squonky.
You're right. Those numbers are not, that number doesn't match what you have. I worked off the, move for a brief recess.
Second.
It's 10:33. I'll wrap the gavel at 10:38. We're in recess. Without objection.
I'm just unclear if you're taking section 33 out or just inserting.
Eli, do you have the resolution pulled up?
It happens.